When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and you will find a lovely photograph that we just took of our guest today. It is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, Rasmussen Reset Emotion Energy Codes with Linda Rasmussen is here, and brother Nils Rasmussen is here. Good morning, you guys.
And hey,
yes,
morning.
I'm going in reverse order. There's a reason for that. In the other room, who I feel like I haven't seen forever, and she's a mere fraction of herself. Truly, she is. That would be our call screener, Stacey Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Martha. You made my day this morning, actually, so thank
well,
you.
Well, it was very, well, because we haven't had, what is, what,
I know, it's three, been a long time.
3 weeks or at least.
Right.
Since we've actually seen each other. And I could tell immediately that you've dropped some weight. You know, I'm looking really.
Yeah, thank you.
Her
noticing.
Her pants are baggy.
Okay. Does that mean I can go shopping? Maybe.
So yeah. I told her, you get to go get buy new pants. But just for the record, you've tried a new, what you've been doing? What's it called?
I've tried to eat a keto.
Keto
way,
diet, yeah.
So just
okay.
Lower my carbs and sugars.
Yep. So, yeah, and apparently that's pretty popular. So I talked to another friend yesterday, and she's doing the same thing. But that seems to be the anyway. Nice to see you, and congratulations.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Hey, and Stacey is says keto diet works, right?
It worked. I've tried several things, and this one seemed to work for me.
I wanted everybody here, because we could have celebrated this morning, but we've been doing that a lot, and I missed Red Robin, and that I would have celebrated because guess what? My house is dry. Yay! It officially got dried out and all the big equipment is gone. So that's celebration number one. But then, what's another song we like to play around here? Well, that's because, and the way it's been so long is that, of course, our Animal World production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. But we get to celebrate his birthday. So, from all of us, happy birthday, Nathan. Those jingle cats. All righty. So now it's a little belated happy birthday because your birthday isn't actually today. It was Wednesday, right?
Correct.
All right.
And thank you, Martha, and the Jingle Cats and everybody here for wishing me a happy birthday as well.
Yeah. All right. Very good. So did you have a nice birthday this week?
I did. I had to postpone it a little bit because I wanted to do some things outside on Wednesday. And, of course, that's the day of the week when it just decided to start pouring down buckets of rain. So I moved it to Friday when the weather was better and had a good time.
All right. All right. Did you play a little frisbee golf?
Yeah. How did you guess?
Well, you know, that... That seems to be one of your favorite things to do. And so if it were me, I'd want to do that on my birthday. So you got enough, decent enough weather to fly around the golf course.
Absolutely. So me and some friends got together and we played some disc golf and had a good time.
Wonderful.
Went to a bit of a tougher course, so decided to go somewhere unique for my birthday.
Oh, okay. So you didn't go to your regular place?
No.
You didn't come up to my neck of the woods. You didn't.
I still got
to
go there. I'll let you know when I do.
Twin Firs, I think that's
Tall Firs.
Tall Firs is that what it's called. I was paying attention actually when I drove by today, and I thought about you. So Tall Firs, that's what it's called, and that's the frisbee golf course out in Monroe. It used to be a 9-hole golf course, but then it got turned into a. Well, I guess the correct term is disc golf. Correct?
Disc golf, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they call it in the official terms. I mean, some people still call it frisbee golf, and so they call it both things. But, yeah, if you want to get serious, you got to start calling it disc golf.
All right. So it is October. My goodness. So we're heading towards Halloween time of year. It's definitely fall out there. Leaves are changing and all of that. And Nell's shocked us today with this picture of this incredible maple tree that you passed your path somewhere.
Yes. If people want to see that, they can go to Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook.
That's what I was going to ask. Yes. Where can everybody else see it? Because it was kind of a shock. And even Nathan asked, what did you do to that picture? Did you? But it looks like you had been photoshopped or that you've enhanced
I just clicked the button on the phone and that's
took the picture.
That was it. When I saw that, it just jumped out at me as like, holy moly, I got to take a picture. I didn't know what I was going to do with the picture until this morning.
So while you're on Facebook and you want to check out, you know, Nails and Linda and their photograph, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, then go to Spiritual Pet
Connect. No, go to Healing Ministry for Animals.
Healing Ministry for Animals.
There's a whole story behind why I'm doing that, and I'll get to that with you. Maybe not even this week. Maybe it'll be next month. But there's new things, new developments.
Well, you can't say that, and then we don't cover it, so we'll have to talk about it.
Okay.
But before we do that, we got to talk about the weather. Now, I expected it to be worse this morning. I mean, I thought it was supposed to be stormy and maybe thunder and lightning and all kinds of stuff. And so I thought, but it wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't even currently raining at my house. I mean, it had rained on and off. You know, the trees were dripping, but it wasn't really actually raining. But driving down here, it was raining on and off, but not heavy rain. And looking at, we look east over to Mercer Island and over to Seattle. And actually, it's definitely cloudy, but we can see, we know Seattle exists. We can see the buildings. Can't see the Olympics, so we don't know if the mountains are still there. But there's actually a little strip of blue sky up there, teeny. So, Nathan, what's going on with the weather?
Well, it's kind of funny. If I can show you the radar right now, you can kind of see we're sort of just surrounded by all the rain. There's all those little green blobs are rain,
right.
And that little blue dot is us.
Yeah,
and it's just all around us, and there's quite a bit of stuff going on over the Olympic Peninsula right now, so we'll see if that moves
its way over east.
It kind
of depends
on
where you are in the state as to what's going on.
And, of course, the foothills, like the North Bend area, Tiger Mountain, they're getting some pretty good rain right now, too. So eventually, at some point, we'll get some of that coming our way. But right now, just looking outside, like you said, mostly cloudy skies. Nothing really going around the inner parts of Seattle and Bellevue right now.
So then we're going to kind of have a mixed bag the rest of the day. Some sun, some not. All of that. Hey, Stacy.
Stacy, wake up.
Hello.
You're getting a phone call.
Already? Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'll get on that.
I don't have we. We ever caught her spaced out?
I don't know. Spacey Stacy over there.
Spacey Stacy. I don't know what's going on. See, all right, good. So we got, sorry about that caller, but, well, no, she's on with Stacy now, whoever it is. All righty then. So Kind of a mixed bag. Could be rainy, could be a little sun poke through, could be whatever.
Yeah, and then maybe still looking at maybe a possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm. We'll see if that happens or not, but chances are pretty slim for that. So just expect maybe if you get some rain, it'll be mild to moderate. And then throughout the week, get a couple of breaks from the rain on Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies. And of course, that continues through Tuesday, and then chance of rain throughout the later parts of the week.
All right, sounds good. And I got, you know, you guys, Nels and Linda Rasmussen, you are in the studio with us the second Sunday of every month. But, you know, this time of year, we often are bucking sports stuff, you know, and we're up against the Seahawks or the Mariners or there's something exciting going on. And so we never know, you know, how busy we're going to be or not. But I think this is the first Sunday. I don't think there's anything else out there. So you have to stay with us and call in.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else to do,
right? We got it all to ourselves.
Yeah, because the Seahawks, they played Thursday night. Never mind. And then they play again a week from Sunday.
Yeah.
A week from tonight. Because they're Sunday night football the next time, which is good because that's going to give, you know, Russell more time to heal. But sounds like he's out for a while with that finger thing because he had surgery.
Typical Russell. He wants to get his back as soon as possible. They originally said possibly 6 to 8 weeks, but Russell, I think, wants to make it less than a month. So we'll see what happens.
If anybody can do it, it's probably him. Too bad he doesn't know how to contact Nels and Linda to get energetically balanced and all of that good stuff.
Well, he has the day off today. He can tune into the show.
That's right.
Well, hey, Russell, listen, you better call in and get a treatment here. Anyway, and one more thing before we change subjects again is that sorry, Nathan, that your Mariners didn't win last week, but Sounds like everybody enjoyed the game and had a good time. And
I see it as a really good thing for the Mariners going forward. I mean, they were expected to lose 90 games this season, not win 90 games this season. So that's an incredible accomplishment. And all the fans that were there, it was a packed stadium. And when baseball gets playoff potential, it gets alive in Seattle. It was amazing to see all those fans and the spirit for the team.
I was even kind of surprised about that, about how the enthusiasm just took off. And then it was kind of amazing that even when they didn't win, that's what I was kind of alluding to, is that the attitude's been really positive, and everybody seems to think this is a really good thing. So
I was really sad to see Seager go, though. That kind of took me by surprise. But I understand why it happened, and it made sense.
All right, so I guess we'll put them to bed for another season, and you're looking forward to hopefully them having a great season and making the playoffs next year.
Yep, I'm your typical broken record Mariners fan.
All right, we'll wait to hear from you again next year, and in the meantime, Seahawks are off today, so the Animal World's the only ball game in town.
After Animal World is on, the WNBA Finals start today. Although the Seattle Storm is not in it, there is a local connection to one of the girls on the team.
So WNBA, for anybody that doesn't, that would be women's basketball,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that, of course, is our Storm team. And Stacy's a big Storm fan.
Had to plug the women's basketball. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So they start after the show today?
They start at noon. Yeah, I think.
There's a little conflict there because we know, that's diving into Nell's territory.
Time out. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because if you don't know already, folks, Nell's also is on another radio show during the week, and that would be Mystic Radio, Past Life People and Pets. He does that show with Robin and Robin Alexis and Bob Bordenero, and that's every Wednesday at noon. Well, they run an encore presentation of that show right after Animal World. So immediately following Animal World every Sunday, you can hear Nels on Mystic Radio. And that happens today as well. So I guess you can listen to Nels, or you can do WNBA stuff.
Or you can listen to Nels and just have the sound down on your WNBA TV.
Oh, that's a good idea.
There you go.
All right, so there your day is now planned. But it sounds like it's going to stay wet enough. It's not like a go work in the yard day, Nathan, right?
You might see some breaks, but, I mean, it's kind of hit or miss, honestly.
No. You say, Martha, it's not a work in the yard day. Because then I know when I get home, I don't have to do any work in the yard. So that's for me. Okay. It's too wet. And it has been an unusual year. I you know, with the heat wave we had and all of that, it really changed things. I don't know if you've noticed any difference in your neighborhoods, but I've always been surprised because I'm out in the Monroe Salton area. So I'm out in the country in land of no sidewalks. Nails know where I live. And, you know, I'm kind of in a forested area, lots of trees and stuff. I've always been amazed in the 10 plus years that I've been on this particular property that the cottonwood trees and stuff always started dropping their leaves mid-July. And I always thought, this is just so strange, and I never understood it all the years I've been there. When it starts happening in July, it'd be, you know, and I'm mowing leaves the rest of the season. And it just has not made sense, but it's just the way it is. Until this year. Now, this year, the trees are behaving, even though we had a very abnormal summer, and the big heat wave, and we were so dry for so long, my cottonwoods are finally behaving like normal trees, at least what I thought is normal. And they didn't start dropping their leaves mid-July. They've started, dropping leaves now, you know, in the fall, and a more normal cycle. So I don't know what's up with that, but it changed it in my world. And I don't know if you're all watching the cedar trees, but it was so dry this summer. They're all flagging like crazy. They, you know, get brown areas on the trees. But I think, Nathan, haven't we made up for the water? Because we had kind of a drought going on for a while, but I think we've made up, and I think we're ahead of the schedule now and have more water than normal at this time of year. At least I think that's what I heard. Anyway, I think we're in pretty good shape water-wise and rain-wise. So, let's see. We've got, why don't we go ahead and officially start the show, and we can take care of advertisers. And do we have caller waiting already? I don't know.
We'll be calling them back.
Okay.
Once we're ready to take callers.
Well, isn't that wonderful? Thanks for handling that. Okay, let's officially start the show. If you haven't been here for the start of the show before, I officially start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, so we start with a couple little Saint Francis prayers, and then we got our old pile of affirmations that we do. So let's get started. First up is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. And remember, we're coming off. Last week was St. Francis' feast day and the blessing of the animals and all that good stuff. So let's carry it forward and continue to honor St. Francis and bless all our animal friends. And here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, a little longer one, it is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, so now we get on to our slew of affirmations, and we start off with... There are a few in this group. The first one we do for us as individuals, and then I think that most of the rest of them we do for ourselves as a collective, animal world collective. I say them three times, and this is voluntary. You can join me, say them out loud with me three times, say them silently along, not participate at all, totally up to you. And you can do them every day like I do at home. They really make a difference. All right, so here's affirmation number one, and you're doing this one for yourself. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two comes courtesy of our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. And you'll know as we do the show today, when Linda works on you human animals out there, usually when she gets done, she gives you a word or an affirmation to do that helps keep the energy going, you know, for the next few days. Well, that's where this affirmation came from. And then Stacy gleaned onto it and how powerful it was, and we all started doing it, and my golly, it's changed all our lives. So here we go. We decided this is for all of us as an animal world collective. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. Whew, I love that one. All righty. Now, this one is gets us in the right frame of mind to go out in the world of today and go out with the idea of spreading health and wellness rather than catching stuff. So here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, the last affirmation in this group comes from our wonderful Natasha Venter, and I found this particularly helpful and having to go through a flood in my house for the last few months. Thanks also to Nels and Linda and Jude, all my support group. So here we go with this one. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, now we conclude this, our personal affirmation group, with a little ritual, and that is you take your hands and cross them over your chest and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty, now we conclude with the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation, and this is just, remember, I'm always saying thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And the more of us that work, put our thoughts together as a collective, the more influence we have around us and the world in general. And I don't know, probably don't say it enough, but the most powerful energy on this planet, folks, is love. Okay? So we're going to do our part. I'm dragging you along with us here to spread this love all over the planet. So here we go with, this is the Warriors of Light affirmation. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light and God's love. Om. Peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week, and you can take all that good energy with you. You can use the affirmations during the week to get it all started again for you. And then, of course, our exercise portion of the show and energizing us physically will happen at 10 and 11 when we not only spread the light around the world, but that love I'm talking about. We'll be getting on the love train a couple times today, so be prepared for that because dancing is required. All righty. Let's take care of our advertisers so Nathan stays happy, and then we will come back. I just have a couple of little things to mention, but nothing big deal. So I suspect, because I'm now curious, I think we got to find out about whatever these new developments and all that good stuff's going on with Nels and Linda, chat a little bit about what they do, and then we'll be ready for phone calls. So if you are, Stacey, we got one call to start with that's already claimed their place in line. If you would like to grab a line, and remember, the earlier you call in the show, the more time we can spend with you, working with you and or your animal friends. But you wait till the last hour, we get busy, and we have to move into Slam Dunk Radio and do fast calls if we're still busy. So, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Nels and Linda Rasmussen are here. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And boy, they've got all kinds of great classes and things going on, and everything now is available to so many more of you out there. Doesn't matter where you are now, because you can participate in anything online. And if it's a pay-for class, then it's usually a Zoom. If it's a free, then it's streamed. But you can find out everything that's coming up and how to participate at Ananda. That's A-N-A-D-A, Ananda Wa, or Ananda Washington. Either one works. But anandawa.org will get you all the information. And, of course, you know that I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help to understand their animal friends. and specialize in dealing with the worst of the worst and out of control dogs, and giving people a comprehensive education and helping solve problems very quickly. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So you or anyone you know has problems with their animals, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to you for free. But just remember, you got to be a little patient with me right now because I'm still dealing with the plumbing flood in my house. House is dry. Yay. Plumber comes in to start all, you know, do all the repair stuff on Monday. And then it's tap dancing on contractor stuff and who knows. But think good thoughts for me that it goes quickly and when we get this all taken care of. Okay, so you can call me or have anybody call me, but we might play telephone tag a little bit is what I'm saying. And I've got kind of a list and I'm plugging people in when I know, okay, I can leave that day. I can see you here and here. So we're playing a little tic-tac-toe with my calendar and scheduling stuff. You can shoot me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can just call me 360-217-7258. All righty. So I guess we talked about the weather and all of that. Just want to remind you that we're into fall now and the temperatures are dropping. And I've heard that we might likely to have I was asking about weather because I've heard that the first frost is coming. And I think that's good. And so on my ticket this afternoon, I'm going to bring my fuchsias in because, you know, I get colder than it does in Seattle. And I have some that are not, you know, year round outside. So I have to move them in. So that's probably going to happen today. So you might want to be thinking about that, too. But also with your little dog friends. Especially, you know, if they're not real wild about the cold weather, the rain, and all of that sort of stuff, this is where you got to reinforce house training manners. So the colder when it gets really cold, you might want to go out with your dog friends a few times to go out in the yard saying, "Oh boy, it's winter. Oh boy, it's getting cold. Oh boy, it's rainy." You know, you got the right sales pitch. You can convince of them anything. So you get out there, get happy, get jolly. You can even give them a high-value food reward on the spot when they go. But make some positive associations with going out in the colder weather, and it will prevent a house training failure if you start selling them on the idea and keeping it a good thing starting now. And then astrologically, man, we have been through the ringer on that. There's been so much going on. And the bottom line, it continues because planet Mercury's in retrograde, which means do your best to not sign contracts, start new things. It's a great time to review, regroup, and finish things and clean up stuff. And it messes with pretty much everything. Communications, travel, be sure and write in pencil on your calendar. And so when people remember, get flaky, forget, things change. It's normal. It's not you. It's Mercury in retrograde.
It's a good time to bring out some forgiveness.
Absolutely.
I've had a lot of schedule foul-ups lately, and we just have to forgive each other because you just don't know what's going on out there in the big old universe.
And stuff happens, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, but just, you know, so you have an excuse when Mercury's in retrograde, okay? If you forget, you mess up all of that, you know, you can say, okay, there's another influence going on here. Now, you aren't absolutely bound by astrological influences. Yes, they are influences, and they do have an effect, but a strong will can override those things and you can get through, but you have to be focused and have a strong will when you know there's astrological influences like this. So just be aware. All righty.
How about we get back to our game of phone tag here?
Well, I'm debating whether or not we chat with Nels. Have we got just one caller on the line?
Just one right now.
Well, let's do the call.
I was going to say, okay. Are you okay? Let's take care of our caller, and then we'll talk about what's going on. So we'll just consider that a tease, and me and everybody else, we're going to have to wait, find out what's going on. But right now, we are headed up to Lake Stevens and talking to our friend Tina. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning, Martha, Nels, and Linda. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you were Johnny on the spot, called in first thing. So
yeah.
You can give yourself credit for that. So
yeah,
I'm trying to
manage my morning very well. I might not get a shower, but.
Well, I know that one. All right. So I know you've been checking in fairly regularly on Animal World, and I think we've been talking about your kitty.
Yeah.
Is that still, are we still on that, or is something else going on? Tell us what you need their help with.
Well, I wanted to talk to Nels about Miss Kitty. She's doing well. She's still, you know, off balance, but not as bad as she, you know, was.
Okay, so she, for anybody that we need to catch up, Miss Kitty, she's older. How old is she?
Oh, 16.
You're about 16
plus.
And she started having what is often an inner ear type thing, but they get out of balance and wobbly and head tilts and that sort of thing.
Right.
And so you,
I just want to know, for me and the audience, paint a picture. What's Miss Kitty look like?
She is one of the dark gray and brown tabby. I think of it more of a tortoise, but she's not a tortie.
So that makes sense. More a tabby type, long hair, short hair?
Short hair.
Okay. Are you able to tune into that, Nels?
Oh, absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And so you said, now I know you've been working with your veterinarian. Has she been on any treatment?
She has had two rounds of these ear drops.
Okay. And you say she's better than she was?
She's better. She's still, you know, fairly wobbly, but she's compensated, and she purrs, and she's eating, and she's using the litter box. So
that's all good. Now,
yeah.
Nels has tuned right in, and he's already started working on her, so you found some things she needs help with.
Right. There's a blockage in the middle of her neck on the right side that I've connected to, and another one down just a little bit behind her shoulder blade, kind of near her spine. There's a little blockage there. And by connecting these, we're just allowing the energy to flow from above down, inside out, and full communication and energy flow through the body gives it its best chance to heal up. So
yeah,
that's what we're doing.
And the blockage is on the neck. That's fairly common.
It seems like the number one spot when something starts going wrong, something starts going wrong in the system, it seems like that is the number one area where it's going to show up is right there in the neck. It's almost just, I mean, I hate this analogy, but at the same time, it's an easy visual. And that is, it's like if somebody stepped on the garden hose and the water was just trickling through instead of flowing nicely. It's kind of like that. It's just the power is no longer coming through very well. And the communication back and forth between body and mind is just not there.
And so the work that you're doing opens up that flow again.
It does. It gets the foot off the hose.
Now, I haven't stimulated it's just triggering a question for me. Now, I know, because of working with you for all this time, that a blockage in the neck like that is very, very common for our animal friends. And I'm wondering, I could make a real case for the way that dogs or cats, you know, their body structure, they have to hold their neck up rather than it's in all the reasons for all that kind of stuff, and that we put collars on them and jerk on their necks and that sort of thing. But I'm wondering, is that also a common point for humans? Do you find that same thing?
Yes, you do. Although often it's a little bit higher up in the neck than it is on the animals, but it's very similar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not all that different. We may walk around on two legs instead of four, but we're not all that different.
Well, but it also may indicate, you know, maybe our necks are sensitive, and with everything we do with them.
Well, if you think about it, you got this ball wobbling around on this stick, you know. There's a lot of stress that can go through a neck, depending on, you know, the activities that are involved.
All right. So you continue to work on Miss Kitty.
We switch sides, and this one's a little bit different. I'm now working up behind her left ear and then a little bit lower, almost down to the last rib, but still near the spine. There's another blockage there. So she was unbalanced in her unbalancedness.
All right. So for all of you out there listening, when someone calls in like this, Nels, if there's an animal involved, Nels, of course, tunes in, starts working on the animal. Then Linda tunes in to the human side, and often there's a strong connection between humans and their animals and all of this. And it usually is very helpful for, you know, to clear the human at the same time. Sometimes it's required to work on the human before, right, Nils? So
right.
Sometimes you can't work on an animal. You get that, no, the human has to be worked on first.
Right, right.
That's why I need to talk to Linda, too. So,
well, okay, that's what I'm saying. That's I'm leading
it. For her free session, and I keep getting distracted and forget, but I will do that in the next day.
Oh, that's right. Linda is offering a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her. And if you're interested in that, it's verticalenergyworldwide.com is Linda's website, and her phone number, in case you want to jot it down, this is the one you would text or call, 425.
No.
I mean, excuse me, 206. Nels is 425.
Yeah.
206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. So is it appropriate right now, Nels? Can you continue with Miss Kitty? Could
yes.
Linda take over with Tina?
Great idea.
A good place? All right. So Tina, Linda's going to take over with you. Is there anything you wanted to say to Linda before she starts her work?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
Hey, hi, Tina.
Hi, Linda. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to invite you to think about your career. And in whatever way that's coming to you, just let yourself think about your career.
That's interesting.
And then set that aside and put your attention on the feeling of consistency. And the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you take a deep breath in into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you can do it comfortably. As soon as there's any stress, let it go. Get a new breath as you think consistency three.
All right, Tina, your eyes are closed. You're looking behind those closed eyes up to the right. You're holding one big deep breath for as long as you can and then let it out, replace it as you need to, thinking consistency and the number three. Consistency number three. And I can tell you, it looks like, Nils, have you completed with Miss Kitty?
Yes, have.
And you can breathe normally. Sorry.
Thank you.
No, we're just going back and forth.
Okay.
So
I'm going to invite you to return to thinking about your career, Tina.
Okay,
and that has been cleared.
Yay.
Let me just see if there's anything else. And that is everything we need to do. And what I would suggest is to affirm, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of consistency.
Okay.
For the feeling of consistency. And, folks, we have learned, because I tend to take a phrase or a word and then, you know, I have that left brain grammar student in my mind saying, oh, that's not grammatically correct. You need to change and all this kind of stuff. Well, I've learned. And so you need to learn too. Whatever phrase Linda gives you, you do it just as she gives it to you. The wording is important.
It's not the grammar, it's the vibration.
Right. There you go. Okay, right. See, so, and then the sequencing of the words affects the vibration.
Yep.
So thereafter the vibration, not necessarily the grammatically correct way of saying things. So you do it exactly as you've been told.
Yes.
So I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of consistency.
Perfect.
There you go. All right. Now, anything we need to talk about, Miss Kitty?
Well,
Nils?
I worked on both sides of her body, and then I found a little extra special spot on her lower right abdomen and connected that up behind her right shoulder blade and cleared something else out.
Oh.
Usually when I'm working on the front of the body, I tend to think that that has a little more maybe direct effect on something in the area I'm touching, whereas otherwise I feel it's more of a general effect. So there may have been some kind of special thing needed for that right side of the abdomen. And I'm not a diagnostician. I don't know what it is.
Right.
But I can tell you that there was something blocked up there that needed to be allowed to move again.
And that is important to say. I mean, Linda and Nels, they don't diagnose. They don't treat. They really don't even need to know what's going on. Most of this discussion about what's going on with the human or the animal is for us humans. So we know what's going on. We can follow and we learn what they can help with. But the bottom line is they don't need to know any of that stuff. They just tune in to the animal and do the body says it needs.
Yeah, find the energy problem and get it back on track.
Right. With the human, because of, you know, the intellect, the ability to communicate, Linda can put your left brain busy doing stuff so she can sneak in the back door and do all these things. But you can do more with humans because of our ability to communicate on that level and so forth.
Well, I think also, I don't know if Nels agrees with this, but humans are much more likely to give themselves issues just with their thoughts, whereas animals are much more dealing in the present moment. And so a lot of this stuff with humans is to get them more present moment.
And I was just thinking the exact same thing, to say that, you know, we humans can mess up the detail with our, you remember that thought directs energy. We get into our minds and all of that. We can really complicate things and block them and all that stuff. But animals are just kind of in the moment. They're kind of there. And
when they're not, it's because they're stuck in fight or flight, which
is
generally part of what happens when I'm doing my work on the animal.
You know, I used to say things, you know, when I worked in veterinary medicine, you know, like if a woman has surgery, Stacey, you know, if they have, you know, like a complete ovarian hysterectomy, where they take the ovaries and the uterus, which is basically a spay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So when human women get spayed, it's a huge thing. Okay, it's a major thing, and it's generally lots of recovery and all kinds of stuff. And you need to rest and all that sort of thing. Well, but with animals, you know, they get the same surgery, but it isn't a big deal at all. And we have to force them to rest and not be too active and all of that. And I've always been convinced so much of it is because the animals don't have the mental complications. They're not thinking, oh, God, I've been spayed. I've lost my woman. I'm not a woman anymore. I can't have babies anymore. Oh, the world's coming to an end. They don't go through all that stuff. It's just that, okay, my belly hurts a little. Let's go. Where's the Frisbee? Okay? So what we do with our minds makes a huge difference. And so it's easier to work on that. And the animals generally lead less than humans, don't you think?
I would say the reason animals need less is, yes, because they tend to live in the moment. And so when we correct those things that have got stuck in their neurology and their energy field, then it's kind of corrected and they aren't dwelling on it and bringing it back up again. So it does tend to work faster for the animals.
All right. Now, I'm trying to remember, Linda, or Tina. Did Nels work on Missy before when she's had this?
No.
Okay.
No, Linda did a couple, last month.
Last month. Okay, that's right. It was Linda. So I'm real interested to see. You know, you said she's getting better. I'm real curious to find out how she does this week after this treatment. So I want you to let me know if you think this treatment's made a difference and helped speed up the recovery.
Absolutely.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. We got to take care of advertisers one last time in this hour, and then I believe we'll be able to catch up with Nels and find out what's going on, and then we can start with new callers in the 10 o'clock hour at least. But you never know, because Mercury's in retrograde. So something could change completely during the break. So be ready to be flexible. Here we go. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and now we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we are still holding space for Jude Ponton and the Whispering Dragon Center. Now, she's teaching a class this weekend, so Whispering Dragon's busy this weekend. Because she's doing the class. And then she's back to work 2 days a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. And that's going really well. And you can see her now in person. Remember, she is the premier sound healer in our area. Both Nels and Linda, you've been into Whispering Dragon and experienced the gong room and the acutonic forks and all of that. And I know, Linda, you really brighten up. You really have enjoyed that
experience lately. I really feel like it's... been transforming vibrational situations in my physical being in a really lovely way.
Wonderful. So you can experience it for yourself in person because you can see her at the Whispering Dragon Center for all of this. And she works remotely because, this is energy too, kind of, in the same way that Nels and Linda can work remotely. Jude can also. So all you got to do, you can check them out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And you also, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and you get links on the website, interview on the show, and all that good stuff. So if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or pick up your phone, give me a call. Not now, I'm on the radio, but you can leave me a message if you want. 360-217-7258. All righty then, Nels. I think we don't have time to really get into and do a good job with caller, so we'll start with Terry in the next hour because I spent all afternoon with them yesterday. We're going to spend some more time with them today. And in the meantime, though, because we just heard from Nels here, and I know your contact information has been changing, but it's some of it's still okay. And then you said there's new developments and all that sort of stuff. So could you please catch us all up and straighten us out on where do we find you? How do we get you? What are the changes? I want to know everything. Details, details, details.
All right. Well, in a nutshell, you can either contact me through spiritualpetconnection.com or healingministryforanimals.com. They actually both go to the same place.
Cool.
All right. So that's working. The big news is that for a long, long time now, I've had to really tiptoe around the subject of, you know, can I help improve an animal's health? And more specifically, what kinds of things have actually responded to the work that I do? And this is something that the problem with that is I know that there's a lot of paralyzed animals that I would have seen in the last year that never got to see me and have probably been euthanized as a result of that.
Because they didn't know about
me. Because they didn't know about me. Because I had to turn all of that information off. Well, I found an organization.
Oh, but, you know, can we touch on the base of why you had to turn that information off?
Yes, we can. Yeah. And that's because
that's
somebody reported to the state that I was practicing veterinary medicine without a license, and the state has to investigate by law. That's their job. So, as a result of that investigation, we had to agree not to practice veterinary medicine without a license. Which, it's kind of interesting because it would be hard to say I was doing that, but by the definition of the law, I was. Definitely stepping on the toes because I would talk about conditions and helping them. Well, it turns out.
You see, pretty much you got to be careful, folks. You do anything that helps heal an animal. If you're not a veterinarian, they'll try to put you out of business.
It could be a problem for you. Mm-hmm. It's been my experience. So the difference now going forward is going to be that I am working with a company that creates a business entity that is no longer, my services are no longer available to the public. And it's the public that the state is defending from people like me. So what this does is it makes my business into a membership-only activity. So if you're going to participate with me, you have to become a member of my club. That's essentially how it works. And so
we have to join the Nels Club.
Yeah. In this case, it's most likely going to be called Healing Ministry for Animals, PMA, which means Private Membership Association.
And because it'll be a private membership thing, you can bring back the healing.
I can talk ministry, about
or you
what
can
I
talk
do.
About healing. Oh.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, a credit to veterinarians. I'm not trying to take anything away from them.
Right.
I take my own animals to veterinarians. So
of course.
Veterinarians
can go and learn how to do BEST or bioenergetic synchronization technique. So if they would choose to do that, but vets don't do that. You know,
not
generally.
In general, no. So anyway, this is going to become a way that I can now once again show videos, talk about what I do. I just have to make sure that people understand this is not in the public purview. This is a membership activity, and so then what you need to do is learn how to become a member of my organization so that we can talk about it.
Right.
And that will all be forthcoming in a while.
So details to come.
Details.
Stay tuned. Watch this page, as they say.
Right, yeah.
All right, and we'll have more on that. In the meantime, you can still work with Nels remotely or have him do it in person and do house calls, all that stuff. You still do the free telephone evaluation.
Right, and we don't talk about conditions right now. We just help balance energy.
Right, right. So you're tap dancing with that, but sounds like you've got a plan.
Yeah.
And it sounds really exciting. Now, still the do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset program is still available?
That's available. You have to contact me to get it. It's one of those things I can't have out there because it may, in fact, violate the law to have it in the public purview.
Right, but it's there. You just have to go to spiritualpetconnection.com or healingministryforanimals.com, click on contact, fill out a little form and say, hey, want to talk to you.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, so we are going to close out hour number one and fire up hour number two. We will get back to your phone calls, start second hour, but you know what time it is. It is time for dancing. It's the exercise portion of our show and spreading that love all over the planet. Now, this is not voluntary. Dancing is required. But I'll tell you, you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. You can get up on your feet and join the love train with me because I'm going to be cruising through your house to pick you up. And while we're doing it, we're spreading the word love all over the planet. And I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So it'll keep you going the whole day and through the week. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming up. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.